Well, Paul, after Bristol, you were asking for a bit of character from the squad, and you got that.
I did, yes. Really delighted with the overall performance. It didn't look that way at the start. A very slow start from the team, but we stuck to our game plan. And, I thought in the end, especially the second half performance was tremendous.
Do you think the players accepted that by sticking to the game plan then things can turn? Because that was a criticism the week before.
Yeah, it was. I think, certainly, the fact was, I think in the past they've just sort of gone off the rails a little bit and tried to do it all themselves, whereas, if we're going to win things, we have to do it as a team. And basically, I think that's what we did very well on Friday night against London. Second half, I thought pretty much nearly every offence we came down, we ran something and, made four, five, six passes. We moved the defence and, we came up with some good shots. And then at the other end, we got some stops defensively.
Was the slow start something of a concern?
It was a concern when, when Zaire sort of made, 9 out of the first 12 points, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be a long night. But, timeout was called, and then basically we made a good bucket and we got a stop and basically went on from there, really. But I think really the key thing was the contribution we got off the bench from Disraeli Lafadeju. I thought he did a tremendous job on Zaire Taylor in the second half and really slowed him down. And of course he had 10 points as well at crucial stages of the game. So those sort of things really spur you on as a team. It gives the team a little bit more confidence and it takes the pressure off some of the other players.
Yeah, fair play to Disraeli because, obviously so far possibly he's had limited minutes on the court, but he took his chance with both hands, literally.
Yeah, he really did. And with Disraeli, it's a shame because he started with us last year. He arrived at the University of Worcester last year, got hurt very early, came back too soon, re-injured himself. So really only played the last month of the season. But, this is a player who, he certainly has got a lot of skill. He's got a lot of skill set, a lot of potential. And it's just a matter of him coming in, getting in shape, understanding the plays. Tends to overplay sometimes, and the message to him is just really to keep it simple, play good defence, hit your shot when you got it, and that's, he ran to the script perfectly on Friday, and I say he did a great job against the league's MVP, Zaire Taylor, and really slowed him down in the second half, and so he made 10 points in the game, and those things make a massive difference to a team.
Robert Thurman stepped up for you as well last week.
He did, yeah. I thought the guys did a better job of getting Robert the ball in positions where he just needs to put it in. And I think, the times where he's had low numbers, we haven't found him very well, or he hasn't worked hard enough to get open in those positions. And I thought he did a better job of getting himself open. We did a better job as a team of finding him under the basket where he just needs to put it in. So, that's what we want from him. That's what we want from the team. So, yeah, he did a good job there.
Clearly it was an important win for you, but equally clearly you need to back it up here on Friday night.
We do, yes. I think we've shown, what we can do if we put our minds to it and we get people come and contribute in all areas of the game. And this weekend we've got Manchester, the one team who've inflicted the one defeat on us this season, who are going to be a tough team. David Watts coming back in, and he likes this kind of game where he can just, do his thing. And then we go to Surrey on Saturday as well. So it's our first back-to-back game this weekend as well. So that's going to be interesting how we react to that also.